Hey, Sean, can you find that water?
Yeah, I'm Sean Graves.
You guys, just when you answer, try to lean right to the mic. Introductions up front, from your right to left, Scott Rogers, number 42, Kevin Ridgway, number 35, head coach Kevin Morgan, and then Sean Rogers, number 18. What we'll do is we'll have an opening statement from the head coach. Then please ask questions to the student athletes. When those questions are up, we'll let the student athletes go back. Then we'll do questions for the head coach. So, opening statement, please.
Gee, what a goofy year, you know? I mean, what a journey this has been to lose six games. You know, coming off of an undefeated season last year and to lose six games this year and just really be very, very fortunate to even get an opportunity to play in the tournament. But I'm so proud of our guys because we prepared ourselves for being in the tournament. You know, we prepared ourselves for playing in the tournament. Whether we got in or not wasn't up to us. But whether we worked hard that last month and prepared ourselves for whatever opportunity we might get was up to us. And I couldn't be prouder of the way guys did that because we were doing that in the midst of not having a lot of success. It's easy to work hard right now, but when things aren't going well and to kind of rededicate and bear down and work hard at that time is really the mark of a team with character. And so, I, you know, my hats are off to these guys.
Questions for the student athletes. Kevin, I'm Christian with the Washington Post. Do you mind talking about the job that those defense did on their attack?
I mean, I think we matched up pretty well with them. I mean, we knew from last year that we're going to match up well with them. But I mean, I think our guys just played their hearts out. We just locked down, tried to do what we always do, try and give them low-angle shots for the big guy. I mean, we come in with a game plan, just trying to limit them to those shots, and I think we executed pretty well today.
Was it confusing, like, being game man, and then they would have sense kind of from their attack?
We kind of went over that during the week, so we were pretty prepared for it. Coach Byrne does a great job of getting us prepared for whatever they're going to throw at us.
Scott, when you got a 4-1, 5-1 lead there, thinking there, now it's really much up to me and my defense. Got that lead early?
Yeah, you know, we kind of like that. I mean, we like that pressure, and, you know, when we went up like 5-1, I was just talking to Kevin, I was like, hey, this is our time right now. We can show everyone what we got and just buckle down. And like Kevin said, I think we had a great game plan. You know, the boys let me see good shots. You know, I stole a couple, and it was good. It was a good day, you know.
For any of the players, you know, a month, maybe a little more than a month ago, would it have been difficult to imagine being headed to the
Final Four? Well, like Coach said before, when you got to come out and practice and you don't know your fate, if you're in or you're out, it's kind of tough to get down. But we had a good... We had a good group of seniors, and we pushed these guys, and I felt like that week that we didn't know what our fate was. I think we came out, we went hard, because for the seniors and the guy upper class, we were like, this could be our last shot to practice. So I think that preparation kind of prepared us for this point.
Scott, you talked about face-offs, getting pressure on them early in the game.
Well, Trevor Sibley did a great job in face-offs. He really, I feel like he controlled the X today, and our wing guys played their hearts off, just battling for ground balls. Last year, they dominated us on the ground balls, and we made it a point of emphasis to win the ground ball battle today. I don't know the stats, but we definitely hustled today and got to all the loose balls.
Just scoring early and getting them back on the field.
Yeah, scoring early, that was big. With the success our midfield had this year between Brenneman, Earl, and Perez, we knew coming in they would definitely have a focus on them. And I had the opportunity, I had the shorty today, and I just tried to take advantage of it, and a couple shots went in.
Sorry to leave Princeton.
What?
Sorry to be leaving Princeton.
Amen.
I asked
if we play here next week.
That
wasn't part of the deal.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
I think Baltimore will be pretty fun, though.
Sean, were they going in and out of zone, the man, or was it mostly zone in the second half?
In the second half, they were going in and out. I think they tried to throw something different at us to give us a new look, but we were patient with the ball, and they knew, looking at the clock, they had to start coming out and pressuring us, and eventually they did. We weren't in a rush when they went into the zone.
Kevin, can you sense that their attack in particular getting frustrated as
Well, you know, once we go up a little, they're going to start coming after you a little bit. So we expect it, and I mean, we kind of clamped down, and I don't know if they got frustrated as much as they started pressing a little more. And I mean, you can definitely sense there's a little more urgency in their step. But I think we did a good job just kind of quelling the run kind of early. Was it second half? Early first half?
Early first half.
Yeah, early first half when they had the two-goal spurt and then the two-goal spurt late. Definitely have to clamp down in those situations.
I don't think nervous is the word I would use. I think we kind of, I don't know, I think as a defense, we kind of look forward to that 3 minutes left, 4 minutes left. It's a good time to shine. I think last week we had a kind of pressure situation. It was 8-5, but it was close all game. And, you know they're going to shoot the ball more in that kind of situation, and you know they have the shooters to do it. So you got to kind of be on your toes and you can't be on your heels. So I think our awareness was great. But I thought our poise in the end of the game was phenomenal. So. Well, you expect a team with guys like Travis Reed and Will and Catalino shooters that they're going to shoot, and they got to shoot. I think they had a tough time today shooting. I think they shot 33 shots and 13 on goal, but I think, I mean, they shot the ball, and we knew they were going to shoot a lot, so I think we were ready for it.
One more for the student athletes.
What changed from a month ago for you guys, other than practices? And I mean, it'd be at this point, what's the difference?
I think there was a sense of urgency almost. It started with the seniors where they realized that if we didn't play well the last month and we didn't take care of business, we may not have made the tournament. And we played a lot better even though the results didn't show it all the time. We were definitely playing a lot better. And I think that month of preparation, as Coach has been saying to us all the time, is really paying off now.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Questions for our coach right now?
You guys can go.
Thanks.
Well, I don't know if there's any one thing. I mean, obviously, they've got an excellent attack. And while we felt like we have a very good defense that could match up with them, you can't match up with them when you're man down, and you can't match up with them when you're in transition. And so we thought, to start with, we had to give our defense a chance. We had to keep ourselves out of transition, and we had to keep ourselves out of the penalty box, and allow our defense to see if we did have the matchups we thought we might have. Kevin said, we matched up with them last year and played a very good defensive game. Last year, we must have played 75% of the game at the defensive end and held them to 7. So we felt like if we could keep the transition down, we could play with them.
Coach, last year you did have trouble scoring. You didn't have the ball. But this year, you scored 7, and you also, Phipps played great against you. You could have scored a lot more. What did you do different to take advantage of their defense?
We've got our first midfield playing very well right now. We kind of loaded up that first midfield with our 3 best middies. And our second midfield is doing a great job right now of playing long possessions and making people work and inverting, taking people. We inverted not just their shorties, but we wanted to invert their long poles a little bit because their long poles are such a transition, such a key to their transition, that if they're behind the goal guarding somebody, whether we score or not, it's awfully hard for them to get out and lead the break the other way. So those things were important for us too. No, actually, the trip to Georgetown, we were practicing and playing very well at that point. In fact, if you saw the first half of that game, you know, to be honest, we should have been up more. We were up 2 at the half, and we thought we really should have been up about 4 and played one of our, well, maybe the best half we played all year. But we couldn't sustain it. We didn't play a good second half, and we got our butts kicked in the second half and lost that game. But that was when we were saying to the guys, look, we played that good first half because of how hard and how well we've been practicing. We couldn't play 60 minutes because we haven't been practicing that hard and that well that long. And we felt like if we could just keep working at it and keep doing it, that eventually those stretches of good play would get longer and longer. I thought against Syracuse late in the year, We gave away about 7 or 8 minutes in the first quarter and about 10 minutes in the fourth quarter. But in the middle part of that game, we were excellent. And again, you know, just couldn't sustain it for 60 minutes, but we were getting closer. So we really just were hoping we'd get that chance to play in the tournament because we felt like our best lacrosse was in front of us. You know, and the guys were working hard and pretty focused on the way we needed to play. I got to be honest with you, fellas. I did a very bad job coaching this team. I did a terrible job coaching this team in the middle part of the year. The fact that we didn't play better was no one's fault more than my own. I didn't hold us to the right standards in practice. I didn't put our guys in the positions they needed to be in to be successful. And that's on me. I wasn't doing that. They're gonna do what you allow them to do, and they're gonna do the things on the field. Our guys are terrific. When you tell them something you want them to do, they're gonna work hard to do it. So, you know, we had to take a good look, you know, inside first before we started looking at the players. There was nobody more accountable than me when in the middle part of the year I wasn't, you know, and the coaching staff. Jerry Byrne, who does an unbelievable job with our defense. Brian Fisher does an unbelievable job with our goalies and faceoff guys. And I said to them, look, you know, we're not doing some things we need to do, and that's my fault. But we're going to get to that, and you know, we're gonna make some changes, and let's keep everybody, you know, pushing forward and see what we can do here. So, you know, hats off to our players for pressing through that and kind of overcoming some very mediocre coaching in the middle of the year.
Couple more.
Yeah, he's a great ground ball guy. There's no question about it. And Trevor Sipperly was doing a great job of keeping the ball, you know, kind of our way. And Irv is he's such a clever player. I love watching him play. He's fun to watch, and he's more fun to watch when he's on your team.
Coach, you got a team you'd rather see out of the Stony Brook matchups in Iowa that you don't want to face in the Final Four?
And I have no idea about those teams. So I haven't seen either one of them this year. We'll be so happy to play, and we'll be ready to prepare for either team. I'll go up there and watch tomorrow, but really haven't seen either team. Don't have a favorite, you know. I'm rooting for Duke a little bit right here, I got to tell you, because Duke was so good this year that they got them in the tournament and us in the tournament. So I can't help but root for them a little bit.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Phil.
Yeah.
I gotta do a better job for this.